It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Melissa is currently seeking a bodyguard because somebody might want to beat her ass slash kill her.
Damn.
So
what?
I mean, what? Okay, so yesterday, it's funny because yesterday we were talking about mistaken identity and the benefits of, you know, mistaken identity. For example, you know, Melissa said there was some dude at the casino who ended up taking two girls back to his room or his house or whatever because they thought he played for the Celtics. And, you know, that time I was signing autographs because people were convinced that I played for the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good side of mistaken identity. Then there's
the ugly side.
Apparently there's an ugly side. For example, Melissa, what did you do? Someone wants to beat your ass, and you're saying that you don't. Not only do you not know the person, but you didn't do anything to them.
Listen,
how is that possible?
Listen, I'll explain.
How is it that somebody hates you and wants to beat your ass, yet they've never met you?
You know, I will say I have never been called something so vulgar in my entire life.
Really?
I will start off with that.
By a stranger.
By someone I have no idea who they are. Okay. So I work out at Planet Fitness. Shout out to my people there.
Judgment free zone.
So I happened to be there yesterday. I'm not going to say which one because I don't want, you know, copycats of what I'm about to tell you, which very well could potentially happen. And I could see people potentially doing this. I'm leaving the gym all sweaty and gross. Just had a great workout, by the way. 45 minutes on the treadmill. Had some fun. And I'm leaving, and I notice that as I'm walking out to my car, it's like kind of like raining outside a little bit, too. I was a little irritated by that. I noticed that, you know, there was something on my windshield. And I was like, first thing I thought to myself was, damn.
Got busted.
I'm finally getting busted for having, never mind.
Almost snitched on yourself.
Like, they got me.
That's literally the first thing I thought. And I'm like, but it was white. It wasn't, you know, the bright orange, like, color of death when you see when you come in to walk to your car.
Yeah.
So, come out.
So she actually read it, whereas if it was a ticket, she would have just taken it and put it in someone else's car.
Yeah, tickets, no, tickets just usually go on the ground. Well, little white note attached to my windshield. The note, I have it in my hands, and I am about to post it on the Get Up Crew Facebook page so you guys can all see it as well. But the note says, stay away from Eric, you effing bitch.
Wow.
Well, okay.
Okay.
And here, you guys, look at it.
Yeah.
I haven't shown it. I showed Ramiro. I haven't shown you guys yet. There it is. Okay. No. So many things are going through my head at this moment. I'm thinking, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? Like, what's happening? And then I'm like, wait a minute. Think I know one man named Eric. I really don't. And as a matter of fact, not only do I not know any man named Eric, I don't think I've ever in my entire life known a man named Eric.
Oh, please. You've had to know at least one.
I swear on my cats. And you know what? Now that I think about it, I do know an Eric, and it's one of my good friends, Kristen's husband,
yeah.
Eric, who I think I've met one time in my life.
All right, well,
so
I can
text her and be like, hey, you know, anything I need to know about here? But no, it's not possible.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, What is going on? I have no idea what this is. None.
Could you have met someone who lied about their name?
Maybe you greeted a guy with a kiss like Antoine Fuqua. And you just, it was just for you, he was your friend. But, listen, you know, his name was really Eric and he was with whoever this girl that wrote a note to you was.
Listen, I'll be honest with you guys. My dating life has been in a pretty big drought lately. So I haven't really gone out with anybody in quite a long time.
Wow.
So, I mean, well, there was one guy, but he's like, it was literally like two dates and it was like, whatever. Nothing really happened. And he was definitely not an Eric. Not that I know of. Yeah. Unless Pebbles, what you said could be accurate, but I sincerely doubt it. I always do my research before I go out with a guy to make sure they are who they say they are.
Have you gotten any messages?
Nope.
On, you know,
like social media, right?
Yeah.
Nope. Nothing else. This is it. This is
a note on your car.
This is it. So,
someone's following.
So it should be easy to stay away from him because you don't know who he is.
Well, that's the thing. And that's what I'm worried about because clearly this person had a reason to put it on my car.
Right.
So now what I'm worried about, because I planned on going back to the gym today to work out again. So I'm like worried about what's
going to
happen.
Getting on the treadmill next to the wrong man.
Or coming out, maybe my tire is being slashed, something. Like,
right.
Clearly this person, whoever it is, it could be a male, could be a female, who knows. Clearly, they think I'm doing something wrong.
And they hate you for it.
Little do they know how pathetic my dating life is at the moment.
Oh, God.
You know what? I might even say, I wish they were right. I wish I had Harry. Yeah. I really don't. I have no idea.
Only Melissa is like, right now, somebody hates her guts, wants to beat her ass, and she's like, I don't know who this person is, so I have to watch out for somebody.
Who I don't know.
For
doing God knows what. With Eric.
Yeah. Who I didn't do anything with.
Right.
Because I've never met him.
I mean, listen.
That is the ultimate story. Oh,
I'm sorry,
God.
I think? Question mark? I don't know.
Well, just, you know, let the person know right now. Like, hey, listen, if you hate Melissa, she doesn't know Eric. She's never messed with Eric.
You really think they're going to buy that, though? Whoever this is clearly angry enough to leave a note on a stranger's car. You really think me saying it wasn't me is going to suffice?
So I think maybe these calls will make you feel better because this happened to other people too, like Laura. What happened to you, Laura?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, same thing. It's ridiculous. Melissa, I totally feel for you because I was like, what is happening? So somebody posted on Facebook and they tagged me and actually my best friend saying, if anyone knows these two girls, called us horrible names, saying to reach out to us because we stole and broke him and his girlfriend's phone out at Marina Bay the Wednesday night before.
Oh, my God.
When I was at home with I have two babies. I'm not at Marina Bay on a Wednesday. Like, I'm at home watching Real Housewives. I'm like, what is going on? So that people start private messaging me. People start reaching out to my best friend saying, like, listen, what happened last night? What's going on? Oh, yeah, I reached out to to a mutual friend of ours on Facebook saying he was going to blow up my house. Out of control. I had to file a police report. I'm like, I have no idea who this person is. So it turns out he met people who work for the same company I work for out at Marina Bay the night before. And I used to work at a branch that the people that he was out with worked at. So he must have, like, Googled my name that office and my name popped up and just thought, like, oh yeah, that's the girl. That was totally her last night.
See, that's when people start playing FBI and it goes to the left, man. This is Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
What happened to you?
I had someone make a fake Facebook account. They wouldn't even tell me who they were to threaten me to stay away from their man. Like, I've been with my husband for 8 years. But we have three kids.
Oh my God.
I definitely wasn't hanging out or meeting anyone. I was out to dinner, actually, with my husband when I got messages.
That's the worst when people are doing it anonymously. Like,
that's awesome.
At least have some balls to, like, confront the person and show them who you are. That makes no sense to me.
I kept trying to figure out who the guy was. I was like, maybe it's a friend that I said hi to and she didn't like it. And, like, She would not tell me his name, her name, no, nothing.
That is hilarious.
And that was an awkward dinner date.
All right, I bet.
One more. Let's do one more. Hi, Alexi.
Hi. So I have a similar story. So I'm minding my own business. I'm the type of person to mind my own business. And I get this random message that from somebody that I haven't talked to since high school. And he's like, hey, I don't want any problems with you, but you have to stay away from da-da-da because she's mine and she's with me. And I'm like, all right, dude, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not talking to anybody named whoever. Like, you need to stop messaging me. And he's like, bro, she's with me. And the weird thing is that I have no idea. Great job censoring yourself. Well, I'm sorry, what?
Nothing.
Keep going.
I have no idea who this girl is. And the thing is, I have an identical twin brother. So I asked him, I'm like, yo, are you? I'm like, yo, are you talking to anybody named this girl? And I'm like, he says no. And I'm like, okay, I've so officially weirded out, officially, so I have no idea what's going on. And to this day, this was probably 3-4 weeks ago, to this day, he's still sending me messages on Facebook.
after
we dealt with the whole thing, seeing each other at the bar, he tried to fight me at the bar because of it. And now he's still like, yo, you need to stop messaging her. And I'm like, dog, this was like 3 weeks ago. Like, either you have me confused with someone else or she's lying to you.
Yeah, not just that, but it's like, not only is it not me, but clearly your girl is not into you. She keeps messing with another guy when you know about it.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.